Yeah, that's happened. I've had that happen to me myself many moon years ago. Well, you need to mop it up and get the wet and dry vacuum cleaner going and get that water out of there as best you can before it gets all moldy in there. And before you close up any drywall or rock, sheetrock, I recommend putting spray in there. They make this stuff. I was trying to remember how it's made, because I used it on the room that I lost the roof on. It was baking soda and water. And what you do is you spritz it around in the walls and whatever, and the baking soda is supposed to kill whatever mold is going to appear. So if it's going to get moldy, it will stop it. So a little baking soda and then water. Shake it up well and spray it. It'll clear that. And then if you got a bad case of mold, you want to make this paste with baking soda. And I'm trying to remember what the other ingredient is. I can't remember what it is. I think it's just water and baking soda, but I'm not 100% sure. But all mold or whatever it is. I have a bottle of it sitting here because I have my closet I got to do. Because we had a bathtub leak in my bedroom. Anyway, recommendations. But I'm sure you know all that, so I just throwing it out there. I rented a room many years ago in 2002, and the roof, this storm came out of nowhere. I don't know. I was living in Thousand Oaks, and it came out of nowhere, and the ceiling came down on my head. My bed was underwater. It was awful. And I ended up on the couch for like 3 weeks. My bed was trashed. I had to go buy a new bed. The whole damn room was trashed. I was pretty pissed off to the landlord. He didn't get money for months. That's just one of those things, I guess. Take it, 60BK.